Now, we come to a list here that's remarkable, beginning at verse 7 of chapter 4 of Colossians. What we have here is a list of names of people that Paul knew, and they are men and women that lived back there in the first century. They walked down Roman roads, lived in Roman cities. They were under Roman rule. They were in the midst of paganism, but they were God's children. And many of these were in Ephesus. And when I was there, I climbed up in that theater there and sat down high up. And I looked down that great marble boulevard. Harbor Boulevard's what it is. Leads right down to where the harbor was in that day. And I thought, well, you could see Paul come walking up there. There would be Tychicus coming up there, and there's Onesimus and Aristarchus and Epaphras. All these fellas, they were Christians, God's man, back yonder in the first century. Now, the interesting thing is this. Paul had never been to Rome. Paul had never been to Colossae. And yet, he gives a list of people here that he knew, and many of them from these two places. And it reveals that Paul had led many people to Christ in cities that he never visited. His ministry was a tremendous ministry. Now I'm going to call the roll of these folk here. Let's go down hurriedly. He says, verse 7, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Now, we have here first this man Tychicus, and he was one of those that was there. He was pastor of the church in Ephesus. We've talked about him before, a wonderful brother in the Lord. Then verse 9, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother. Now, Onesimus was a slave of Philemon in Colossae, and he was being sent back by Paul, who had led him to the Lord, back to his master. Now, he'd run away to Rome, and Paul, having led him to Christ, now he sends him back to Philemon. But he tells Philemon, as he says here, he's a beloved brother. And you see, in Christ, there is now a new relationship, and he's your brother now. Then we have Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you. He was a friend of Paul. He'd made good, and he was there with Paul. He was in prison with him. And then Marcus, sister's son, to Barnabas. And you remember, Paul sent John Mark. He didn't send him back, but John Mark went back. And because of that, Paul wouldn't take him on the second missionary journey. But Paul was wrong about John Mark. He made good. And Paul here acknowledges it. He says, touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. Don't do like I did. You receive him. And he says in his swan song, 2 Timothy, he's profitable to me for the ministry. Bring him with you. Wonderful fella. And here is Jesus, which is called Justice. And the name in Hebrew was, of course, Joshua, who are of the circumcision. There were few, you see, Israelites, Jews in the Colossian church, but not many, mostly a Gentile church. These only are my fellow workers under the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. These are wonderful brethren, you see. They were Paul's helpers and great missionaries themselves. Now he goes on to some more. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Now Epaphras was the pastor in Colossae, but he's in prison. And so he has a new ministry. He is praying now. I told a young preacher that's paralyzed and he can't preach anymore. And he just wrote a most discouraging letter. And I wrote and told him, I said, I have a job for you. Pray for me. That is a ministry today. Pray for God's servants. If he takes you out of active service, it means he's got something else for you to do. He says, for I bear him record that he hath a zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis. These three cities were actually very close together. Hierapolis and Laodicea are very close together. Some say 6 miles, others 10 miles. Didn't seem to me like it was very far. I've been to both places, but I didn't get over to Colossae. And these churches were in these different places. Now he says Luke, the beloved physician. Isn't that a wonderful designation for him? Dr. Luke, he's the beloved physician. And Demas greets you. Wish I could talk a little about Demas, but we're going to talk about him later. Paul, when he first mentions him, he says he's my fellow worker. And here all he calls him is just Demas. Paul's not sure about him here. A little later on, he forsakes him. How tragic.